Good morning. It's a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we're really getting close to the on-air fund drive, February 11th, and now $459,432 wonderful dollars from our amazing listeners in that lockbox.
Well, that's right. As we all come together, we all get it. And getting it is a big part of what has made us whole all along. Now, we prefer to look on the bright side, and here we are on a Monday morning, and it's a bright side time, and here are all the great people, as you say, who have put this amazing amount of money into the lockbox. We have about $40,000 to go, and that's going to mean that if each person would do something. Now, you say we're getting closer to the fund drive, but the fund drive is getting closer to us, too. Let's go, everybody. The more we put in now, the less fund drive there will be. There's those of us who love it and like to get together with it and would miss it if it weren't there, but we could really knock a chunk out of it. So everybody, WAMC.org. And if you do it right now, you can get a wonderful pair of WAMC gloves and a WAMC winter hat. Now, I can't tell you that they'll be there before the winter's all over. Take a little time to send them out. Nevertheless, you'll have them for this winter, what's left, and for next winter, it'll be great.
Wonderful. WAMC.org. Well, the shutdown ended for the time being. We've got about 3 weeks. The president tried to frame it in his favor, but many, including in his own party, saw it as a major loss.
Well, you know, I think there's no doubt it was a huge loss for the president. He got nothing back. Now he's threatening to do it again after what he just put this country through. To be threatening to do it another time is ludicrous. He says, well, it's not my fault. Yes, it was your fault. You went on the television. You bragged. You said you'd do it. You'd own it. You owned it. It looked bad. All your fellow colleagues or many of them in the Senate are coming out and saying, you know, this never should have happened in the first place. We're talking about the Republicans, and apparently, at least what we're hearing, is Mitch McConnell went to the president and said, you got to stop it. We're going to lose the Senate. I think that's probably what he said. And our people won't put up with this much longer. So he caved. He's now being criticized by Coulter and the other right-wingers. But in the end, it was a terrible, terrible loss for him. He gave up a lot. He got nothing.
Well, we went on the air Friday just before Roger Stone was arrested. I wonder what you're thinking about that.
Well, it evolves. Of course, you can't trust the thing that Roger Stone says, but he says he might cooperate with Mueller now. Well, that could be the nail in the coffin. But as he's doing that, he's standing up and he's saying, I didn't really talk to the president about this. I did talk to the president, but not about this. So saying he'll cooperate with Mueller is just a piece of information which one can process as one wishes. I just don't believe him. You know, David, nobody likes to go to jail. That's the thing.
Well, how about the kickoff for Senator Kamala Harris, of course, a Democrat in California, rallying in Oakland, saying the nation is at an inflection point in history, calling on Americans to speak truth about what's happening. Perhaps most impressive thing were numbers in the near 20,000 who showed up to watch her announce.
That's right. She's extremely popular. She's personable, and she shows a tremendous ability to make political friends. Now, one has to go and see the candidate with Robert Redford, a much earlier film. What they do is they get all of the nonsense off the table really fast. We have Willie Brown, former Speaker of the California Assembly, saying that he had an affair with her. We have gotten to the point where we have a Trump who has so many affairs, it's getting hard to have enough fingers to count them. But when it's a woman, it's disgusting. It is so unfair that we hold women more accountable than men. And all I can say is that's just wrong. So they're getting that out of the way. David, if you go in my office, you'll see a picture of me standing there with the Speaker of the California Assembly. I'm playing the banjo. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, the other candidate we're hearing about now is Howard Schultz, Alan. This is the former Starbucks chief. He's looking at an independent run.
Well, you know, the ego is a terrible thing. Here, there's a good chance for defeating this president. And all of a sudden, we see Schultz saying, I'm going to run as a sort of conservative Democrat, peeling off some Democratic votes. Well, I think, based on some of the stuff that we have seen in the past, the American voter is going to be really willing to get rid of this president. And if he does it, and I sure hope he doesn't, you will see a massive alienation from Schultz. And I know at least one president told me she's going to stop drinking Starbucks coffee, of course, which he is the head of.
How about our friend Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News, who
has decided
to take another position? We don't know what it is yet. It's not in government, but you always talk about it. What an institutional memory.
Institutional memory, a great communicator, a guy who really knew how to make us all understand what was going on. And people trusted him, and they relied on him. Sometimes these sources were named, sometimes they weren't. But the information was always good, and it was amazing to watch him operate. We've had him on WAMC many times, and we hope that he'll continue to come on with us. I asked him, he said yes. But, of course, he won't be at the Daily News. But he will have insights that nobody else has.
Hear, hear to Ken. And Alan Chartok, thank you as always.
And to David Gustina, who's up early in the morning all the time to keep us all knowledgeable and make sure that we understand what's going on. Thank you, David. Your service is very much appreciated.
And thank you and all the WAMC family. And don't forget, WAMC.org.